it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Let's go to our friends at Rivals for the ranking of the spring transfer portal. Tennessee's ranking was AD. What all does that take into account? Because I would rather keep a guy like Cooper Mays that I know can play at the SEC level, then go out and get a superstar in the spring transfer portal that only has about 3 months to learn the system. I think a D in the spring transfer portal is a duh. Who cares? It's not going to have a big impact on your football team this upcoming football season.
The big story of the spring transfer portal, and this is what everybody gets wrong, it's reflective of spring practice. So it's a win if you don't lose guys, more than anything. Tennessee lost one key player from last year, and that was Elijah Herring. But we know they've upgraded at Mike linebacker anyway.
In the spring, right?
Right, in the spring, yeah.
I just want to clarify.
But we know that they've upgraded at Mike linebacker anyway. And so that came as no shock to anybody. As much as we all respected Elijah Herring, it wasn't like we were like, oh, no, Elijah Herring can't play, and everybody thought he could. No, we knew exactly what he could do. So him entering the portal after having started last year, that was only – all that meant was that other players emerged at Mike linebacker. Now, if Arian Carter had hit the transfer portal, we'd be raising a red flag, right? We'd be saying, sure. Oh, no, that means he didn't develop or emerge at linebacker. But, yeah, that's – so worrying about losing Elijah Herring and not picking anybody up doesn't make any sense. Most of the players you pick up in the spring transfer portal, you don't really want.
What's the top end? What's Elijah Herring's ceiling in the 2024 season if he were still a Vol? I will say special teams player, reserve linebacker. And when I say reserve, I want to put that in italics because I think they're going to ask the vast majority of their first stringers in Carter and Keenan Pilley to play first team snaps when the game's still on the line. So I say ultra reserve linebacker, and I say a special teams player. Your thoughts on that? Brought to you by our friends at Boundless Moving. From the two-hour minimum to turnkey operations, they got you covered. I love Boundless Moving. East Tennessee, they moved me. They care about your stuff, too, and they should move you. Boundless Moving in East Tennessee and in Charlotte. So check them out, Boundless Moving. Tell them Off the Hook Sports sent you, and be sure and support our sponsors. That's how we grow and bring in big-time lineup that we've got ready for the fall. So what's the ceiling for Elijah Herring if he stays at Tennessee? I mean, what did Tennessee lose, worst case scenario? And let's assume Pilley and Carter stay healthy.
Well, what's the ceiling for Elijah Herring if he stays at Tennessee? I think maybe it would be third string Mike linebacker, special teams player. Jeremiah Thielander was a better Mike linebacker than Elijah Herring. So he was pushed back. And guys, let's be upfront about this. I say this every single time because they're college kids, and I don't like to do this a lot of times. I don't like to talk about a player's lack of ability if I feel like they're doing everything they possibly can and playing their hearts out and doing everything right, and they're very smart. And Elijah Herring is all of those things.
I call that the Michael Munoz rule.
Yes, Michael Munoz did everything he was supposed to do.
Turns out he had heavy feet. He wasn't as athletic as his dad, but by golly, he was a solid starter for what, 3, maybe 4 years at Tennessee, and then said the NFL ain't for me because he knew he was limited physically.
Yeah, that's a great comparison. Elijah Herring is that. He's just limited because of his lateral quickness isn't there. It would work at the Big Ten probably, and he could work at a lot of, and maybe even the ACC, but you can't. It gets exposed when you play elite SEC football offenses. That's where it gets exposed. And I say that with all the respect in the world for him.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Let's take a look for a second at the top transfers and where they went in the SEC. Because I assume D isn't very high in the SEC. But are we able to break it down by just the spring transfer portal? Because my argument is there might not even be a spring transfer portal in 2 or 3 years. It's so worthless. But did some SEC teams, I know that Alabama got their offensive lineman back who had left. What did the SEC teams do? Tennessee gets a D. How about the rest of them?
All right, so Arkansas got a B+ because they added a bunch of Group of Five FCS transfers. Again, I think that's even a bigger red flag. If you add them in December, it's one thing because they're trying their shot at the next level, like McAllen Castles. If you add them after the spring, that leads me to believe they were struggling to start at their Group of Five or FCS school. And you think they're going to work in the SEC? But that's what Arkansas did. Auburn got an A. But again, Auburn went for Isaiah Rikes of USC, Keandre Lambert of Penn State. Those guys went to Auburn because they weren't able to start it where they were. Florida got a C+, but okay, whatever. We love to make fun of Florida. They didn't lose anybody. So, I mean, Florida's issues have nothing to do with the spring transfer portal. And so that's overrated. They got a USC offensive lineman. Georgia got a B because of Jaden Rashada. Again, I think for them, not losing anybody was a big deal. Kentucky got a B. This was before the Rutgers transfer went there. LSU got a B-. Mississippi State got a B-. Missouri got a B+. Oklahoma got an A. Ole Miss got an A-.
Would you agree with me that most of these guys aren't expected to contribute in 2024?
Most of these guys are going to be back in the portal in 2025. I'll go ahead and tell you that right now. Most spring transfer portal guys.
I think the exception is Jaden Rashada. I think that he got a tough deal at Florida. He went to Arizona where his dad went, or is it Arizona State, I believe. And he went there and he tried to make things work, but he got a raw deal. So I understand him coming back, being a part of the SEC. Really, he'll be more significant than the rest of those guys you just mentioned put together.
Absolutely. He'll immediately be the second string quarterback, and he's not going to start this year. He didn't even plan to try to start this year. He went because he wants to develop for a year and then start after Carson Beck is gone. So I think that, but outside of that, the key for the spring transfer portal is you don't lose guys. I don't know how Tennessee got a D and everybody else got a C or above, and everybody but two other schools got a B or above, or B minus or above. I think that's an overreaction to losing Elijah Herring. But I just don't think that's, again, you know,
is Tennessee a better football team with Elijah Herring's scholarship in hand and the potential that they could get a high level player or Elijah Herring on the team? I'm just going to ask you straight up. That's the question. You're doing roster management. His name comes up. You're the guys in Office Space who have to cut people. Is he on the team?
That goes back to the whole Rick Barnes philosophy. Do you waste a scholarship on a player or not? I guess if you're not using that scholarship, I think he is I think they are better with him, because I think he can at least be of some service.
I wouldn't have run him off, but I wouldn't have been upset when he left. Is that a fair way of putting it?
Oh, yeah, that's a great way. And you know when he would have been great? It's unfortunate that he stuck in this time. If this were 20 years ago, he'd have been a great outside linebacker in a 4-3 scenario, kind of like the Ryan Carl type. Remember Ryan Carl?
Yes, absolutely.
Elijah Herring could have perfectly been that, right?
He would have been great at that. He would have been great for most of the history of college football, right? Except for the past 10 years where you don't start a nickelback and you don't have to be ultra fast across the board. I mean, he would have been the starting middle linebacker at almost any school when people ran the ball in a more traditional sense.
He would have. It's the change. It's the way they've spread the field more on offense now that makes him not as good of a fit. You know, the funny part about this, Dave, he might even be more of a fit for the NFL than he is college. No, I don't think he's going to the NFL, but because of the way you can use the hash marks in college, it's even worse for Elijah Herring because you need more lateral quickness.
I agree with that. And explain the hash marks things really quick for those that didn't get that. And by the way, I see where you said Daniel said Munoz didn't give up a sack. Totally agree. I'm not saying that he wasn't a good player. He was a four-year starter. That's a very good player. I'm just saying that physically he was not nearly as gifted as his dad, who may be the greatest offensive tackle in the history of man. So, I mean, that's a pretty high mark to get out there. So, Caleb, what was I asking you for?
So the thing with the hash marks, and this is what helps Josh Heupel's offense to a certain degree, is they're so much closer to the sidelines in college football. They're so much more spread out that you're allowed to line up way further apart, way more spread out than you are in the NFL. You can line up almost next to the sideline, which is how Josh Heupel's offense works, the wide splits at receiver.
Right.
By being able to do that, you can do a lot more horizontal run plays. And for somebody like Elijah Herring, who just doesn't have lateral quickness, that's a problem. Now, in the NFL, you know this, Dave. In the NFL, the game is much more vertical, isn't it, than college?
Yes.
And so Elijah Herring could probably work in the NFL. The only time it's not vertical in the NFL is the West Coast offense, but that's when they're throwing the ball. The run game is entirely vertical in the NFL.
I think you tried to say something really, really nice about Elijah Herring, and I think he appreciates it, but I think the bottom line is he's not good enough to play championship football in the SEC. Sorry.
It all comes down to his lateral quickness. He's just not quick enough horizontally. That's what it comes down to.
See, I think the correct grade would have been C for average. Because I don't think their roster really changed with Herring gone. I'll tell you who you don't want gone in your life when it comes to customer service, Don Self. Customer service still matters. I know we're all shopping for that best rate. Talk some more Tennessee linebackers like we talked. Fantastic customer service when you need to file a claim. It's that simple. They're in the greater Chattanooga area, but if they need to send you someplace else, they can do that. DonSelf.net, DonSelf.net. Right below, call 423-396-2126. That's 423-396-2126. Why not just a C? And would you ever give somebody a grade, Caleb, that was above average based off players they lost? Not players they got, but who they lost. If you're doing this grading thing, it would be pretty funny, you got to admit, if Tennessee had gotten like a B+ like a one paragraph or one line paragraph. Did you see Elijah Herring play last year? New graph.
I wouldn't have given any grade. I don't give grades for spring transfer portals. And the reason I don't give grades is because I don't think they matter. They are only a reflection on what the personnel already is. It's not about the it. I only grade winter transfer portals, December transfer portals. That's the only one I grade.
Not up to, fine. And I agree with that. And you will not be seeing any spring transfer portal grade stories up anytime soon.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say. Your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.